The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, where the temperatures are low, but the excitement is high. The San Jose Sharks put Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith on the ice. And on the other side of the ice, we've got Connor Bedard and Frank Nazar and the Chicago Blackhawks. Drew, this is one of these games where the Sharks have an opportunity to redeem what happened in Calgary and also to have a look at the future in the present.
Well, what we've seen from the Sharks almost all year, with very few exceptions, was that they have showed response to games where they were less than what they could be or should be. I thought we'd see it in Calgary because they're the game that was so tough to take in Edmonton. But they got outworked by the Calgary Flames. It wasn't even close. Yes, there's a few reasons that go into that, but they were definitely outworked. So it's a great opportunity for the coach, number one, to send a message, a strong message about how they need to play and remind the guys that there's certain discipline that you have to play with. But discipline is more than just what you do to somebody. You know, it's more than just staying out of the penalty box. Discipline is being ready, being focused, being a team that's playing together to be that connected group, that group that has consistency from shift to shift. All those things go into being a disciplined team. The other aspect is that they're still in this playoff race that we keep talking about, right? And they want to have the next two games before the break. You want to be as close to the playoffs or in the playoffs as you can. And so every day you're looking at that. I don't think the players look at it, but we all do. We all know it. They know it.
Coaches look at it, too.
Coaches look at it all the time. And so they know that these two games are very important, but it starts where your feet are. It starts right here. And, yeah, the future of the NHL, two very, very, very good players. Just a spotlight, but there's other guys certainly in the supporting cast. When you're looking at that, Macklin Celebrini goes against Connor Bedard. It's the two number one picks from the previous 2 years. It's something to really look forward to in a game on a Monday night in Chicago.
Plus, they're really good friends, too. I mean, they grew up in the Vancouver area, part of that same North Vancouver hockey club or athletic club. Yeah. And that's something to hang their hat on out west. But also, I think what's interesting to see is what's happened to the Blackhawks. They started their rebuild a little bit ahead of the Sharks, and they had a bit of an improvement. They've kind of gone back a little bit. They're having that stock market ticker look to their game. And that's something we have to understand is part of the process. And it's not going to be a straight line to the Stanley Cup.
Well, no, it's not. And that's why I've really appreciated Mike Greer's approach to the plan of rebuilding the Sharks and getting them to be a contender. They've stated several times they don't want to be a one and done. They don't want to be a Vancouver Canuck 109-point season and then not make the playoffs and now have to be in a situation like, oh my gosh, we got to blow this up. And that's just what Vancouver's facing. So the Sharks want to make sure this build is a smart, consistent build that is a build not only for the immediate future, but the long-term future of the Sharks.
Elliot Friedman today is reporting that Barry Trotz is not going to be the general manager of the Nashville Predators. As we always say, if he's reporting it, it's got to be true. What are your thoughts?
Well, Barry Trotz is a brilliant hockey man. And Barry Trotz is a guy that I have nothing but respect and admiration for. Fantastic coach. He went into the Nashville job taking over from the great David Poile and got aggressive. Very aggressive. And there wasn't one person in the league, anywhere, in hockey, out of hockey, who didn't think that Barry Trotz had the best summer of any general manager couple years ago when he got Marchessault and he got Stamkos and he made some moves that made that team. And we were all going, oh, my goodness me, this is going to be a good hockey team. Look out for the Nashville Predators. Didn't work. I loved his attitude. I loved his thought process on it, but it didn't work. And as he's tried to fix it on the run, which we all know is nearly impossible to do with the exception of Washington a couple years ago, that I think maybe the stress has gotten to him. I don't mean this to be disrespectful because I said I love Barry, but sometimes I think guys are better off being who they are, which is I think Barry's a hell of a coach. But sometimes that coach and that general manager personality are very different.
Well, sometimes it's better if you're a scout, be a scout. Don't be a general manager. You know, that happens too in history.
Yeah, it certainly does. So, but I hope that he still stays in hockey. I hope this is the case where he's going to look back to go back to coaching because he's a brilliant hockey mind.
And you know what? He's one of the greatest Predators in history of the franchise.
Absolutely. That's a great thing about him. They hired him before that team ever started. Before that team hit the ice a year ahead, David Poile hired him when he came around. And when I was doing with you and I had joined the Sharks, and we had several sightings of Barry Trotz. He came on the radio show, our broadcast in New York, I remember that, and just sat and talked to us about what he was doing and trying to get acclimatized to the league. He had coached university hockey, he had coached junior hockey, he had coached in the AHL. This is a guy who's a very good hockey mind and a really good coach, and I hope he continues.
Well, I hope he does too, and I know he probably will. I bring it all up because it just goes to show you how fleeting things can be and also how we should really respect what's going on with the San Jose Sharks right now. They've been through a couple of tough games, tough turnover in the overtime game against Edmonton. Looks like Kiefer Sherwood is getting closer to getting ready. I don't think he's quite ready yet here in Chicago. Phil Kurashev came back last game, and the first two periods, it looked like he hadn't played for 19 games. But the third period, he looked better.
But also, he played here, right? He played.
Big deal.
Big deal. So he gets to come back, and I don't think he got a great shake here, which, thanks. Fantastic. We were very welcoming to having Philip Kurashev in the lineup. And, yeah, he did look like he had been off for, what, 20 games?
19.
19 games. So that's... Everybody's playing. Everybody's got up to speed. All of a sudden, doesn't matter. You and I talked about it. Doesn't matter how much bike riding you do, how much work you're doing with the great Mike Potenza and Steve Delosrio. It's the fact is you look at it and go, oof, boy, that's tough to get up to speed quickly like that.
Related to that, Steve Delosrio was back in San Jose working with Ty Dellandre. He just joined the club on the rest of this road trip. The Sharks really miss Ty Dellandre, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. How much did we love Ty from training camp on? He came in with a different attitude. He came in with an attitude of, I am going to make this team. I'm going to be a center because that's where I belong. I am going to work my tail off. I'm going to be feisty. I am going to be in the face of guys. I'm going to go to the net. He was fantastic in that situation. And unfortunately, he got injured.
I think we're going to see Regenda back in the lineup by the look of it, which I'm glad because he deserves to be in the lineup. Somebody had to sit out last game, but there are going to be a couple of other coaches' decisions after this morning skate is over. But I think it's pretty obvious to understand that the goaltender is going to be Yaroslav Askarov, which will be a very interesting challenge for him.
It certainly is. I think, you know, Yaro had a good game in Edmonton. I didn't get a lot of help late in the game, but Yaro needs to get a win. He needs to get a win. He needs to bounce back. He needs to start getting some, you know, stacking game after game. He needs to start making the saves that we expect him to make.
Final thought, and that is about going watch the Blackhawks practice this morning. Yeah. Pretty solid practice. Microphones all over the place around Connor Bedard. And they're going to be around Macklin Celebrini after these guys get off the ice. That big marquee matchup is something. But, you know, for us old-timers, I'm looking out on the ice and I see Jimmy Wade out there.
Yeah.
Really good to see Jimmy having a great career as a goaltending coach. Working with Spencer Knight, who's going to be in goal for Chicago, a really good young goalie. And I think Jimmy has done a great job in making him just a even-keel pro.
At the beginning of the year, when they weren't playing very well, Spencer Knight was the man for them. The reason that they're in the 10th spot and they're in a playoff spot and they're not dead last is because of Jimmy Wade.
We'll be on the air at 5 o'clock Pacific time with our exciting broadcast of Sharks Hockey. I've got Jamal Mayers joining me. He's a former Chicago Blackhawk, so we'll have an interesting perspective from him. And, of course, we'll have a great show for you, so find us on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.